Washington State's ferry system is the largest and among the oldest in the nation. That became apparent earlier this week. Multiple sailings on the Anacortes-San Juan Island run were delayed because of mechanical and staffing issues. There were long delays on several other routes after four ferries were out of service. At the height of the tourist season, there weren't enough ferries to keep the system running smoothly. Well, new ferries are being built, but KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports that will not necessarily solve the problem.
There are a few ferries under construction. This one is the Samish at the Vigor Shipyard on Harbor Island. It should be in service next year. Dave Wisneski is in charge of building it.
So just be careful that way.
And he's walking me through. Right now, it's all metal and concrete, with pegs on the floor where the seats will be. It has double everything.
If you split the vessel in half, there's an engine room, a reduction gear room, and a tank room on one end, and on the other end, the same thing.
Pilot houses, too. The Samish is built so the captain can beeline from one end to the other without cutting through the passenger halls. Seeing it enter service won't solve our ferry shortage, because our fleet is getting older, and you can't predict breakdowns. Look at what happened last week. The Wenatchee developed a leak and was sent for repairs. And it was the Kitsap's turn to be painted, so it was unusable. And then the lights went out on the ferry Tacoma, setting it adrift on the heavily traveled Bainbridge Island route. The loss of that ferry caused a cascade of long lines and cancellations from Bainbridge to Sydney, B.C.
I just, apologize to our customers that were inconvenienced by Tuesday's event. It was an unprecedented event.
This is Captain George Capacci, the interim ferries chief at a news conference last week.
It's just not something that I had planned for.
Capacci says if it hadn't been for the surprise failure, there would have been enough ferries. The bench is sparse. We ran out of backup. So why don't we just get some more? It's not that simple. Three things to know about how we get ferries in this state. We build them locally to create jobs, even though it reduces competition and increases cost. We fund them one at a time, fighting each one through the legislature. And we do it that way because we got rid of the motor vehicles excise tax in 2000. That money used to pay directly for ferries.
There was $1.2 billion that had not been collected since the year 2000.
Susan Hoffman is principal performance auditor for the state. She says that led to deferring the replacement of old ferries to future years. Vigor's vice president of government relations, Fred Kiga, says there is something wrong with the way ferries are funded.
This is our marine highway. I think you're seeing the consequence of the deferred maintenance when, so many vessels have been going out of service recently.
And the funding situation has led to a crisis. In 2007, Washington had to pull some 80-year-old ferries out of service. That meant rushing a new ferry into production. The Transportation Department grabbed an off-the-shelf design, but the state auditor found that the state made so many changes while the ferry was being built that it cost double. That's one ferry for the price of two. So, do we not have enough ferries because we don't have the money to build them? Or are we not spending the money we do have wisely? Dave Wisneski, the Samish's project manager, says right now we're missing out on economies of scale. We can't bulk buy engines and equipment.
What people have to remember is we didn't buy three vessels. We bought one vessel, then we bought one vessel, then we bought one vessel. Because of funding constraints, we weren't allowed to say, let's build three right away. So we could have saved more.
But maybe we don't have more ferries because we don't want them. Charlie Waterman's car was in the lineup at Edmonds on a hot Friday afternoon. He was eating a hot dog on the trunk of his car. Waterman was raised on Bainbridge Island. He says he doesn't mind waiting a few hours for a ferry occasionally.
Oh, I mean, I'm okay with how it is. I mean, there's a cost to build ferries.
And he says some inconvenience creates an obstacle that protects the rural way of life on the western side of the Sound.
Because there's a deterrent to living on the other side that some people won't put up with. So you have more of a country feel when you get to Kingston or to Bainbridge.
Then a ferries employee gave a signal. Everyone hopped in their cars. A summer weekend in Washington State, starting the usual way. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.